News. I'm Jim Bertel. Online video reportedly shows Iranian security forces firing live ammunition and tear gas to disperse demonstrators Monday protesting against the Islamic Republic's initial denial that it shot down a Ukrainian jetliner. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Iranian police are denying firing at protesters after video on social media appeared to record gunshots and pools of blood in the streets of Tehran. Huge crowds demonstrated in the Iranian capital and other cities at the weekend after authorities admitted mistakenly shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane, killing all 176 people on board, including Iranian citizens. But on Monday, the head of Tehran's police said officers, quote, absolutely did not shoot and had been given orders to show restraint. Public fury, rumbling for days after Wednesday's plane crash, erupted after the military's mea culpa.
That is Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Kenyan police say suspected al-Shabaab militants have killed three teachers in Kenya's northeastern Garissa County. Mohammed Youssef reports from Nairobi.
Kenya police say the teachers were killed when an unknown number of armed men, believed to be part of al-Shabaab, attacked a school in Garissa County near the border with Somalia. Police spokesman Charles Owino says the militants also attacked a police post, but he says no officers were injured. This is the second deadly attack attributed to the terrorist group on a school this month in Garissa. On January 7th, at least four students were killed and four more injured when suspected al-Shabaab militants attacked another primary school in a remote village of the county. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The leaders of Libya's rival governments are holding peace talks in Moscow today. Turkey's president says they're going very well. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Experts are warning a volcano in the Philippines could erupt and are calling for evacuations. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
On Sunday, ash blasted into the air, followed by rumbling and tremors at the Taal volcano, 70 kilometers south of the Philippines' capital, Manila. But these plumes of ash could quickly turn into something more dangerous. Authorities have raised the danger level to 4 out of 5, with thousands of residents being evacuated from nearby towns. The plume of ash has drifted into the capital, forcing cancellation of flights and closure of schools and government work. Authorities have also warned of the risk that an eruption could cause a tsunami.
That is Reuters' Libby Hogan. Australia continues to battle catastrophic bushfires that have devastated large parts of the country. Australian Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government is spending $34 million to help restore and protect the country's wildlife, which has been devastated by the wildfires.
This has been an ecological disaster, a disaster that is still unfolding. Some 8 million hectares have been burnt, and we know that our native flora and fauna have been very badly damaged.
Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison has come under scrutiny for his response to the wildfires. In Washington, we could know this week when the House of Representatives will send the articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump to the Senate. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she'll know Tuesday after a meeting with the House Democratic Caucus when the articles will be transmitted.
We'll determine in our meeting when we send them over.
Pelosi tells ABC's This Week that senators will pay a price if they block new witnesses from testifying in the impeachment trial.
It's about a fair trial. They take an oath to have a fair trial, and we think that would be with witnesses and documentation.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is reluctant to call more witnesses and wants a quick trial to acquit the president. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth is set to hold talks with Prince Harry for the first time since he and his wife Meghan unveiled their controversial plan to walk away from their royal roles. AP's Zaria Shackley has more.
The summit reflects the Queen's desire to contain the fallout from Harry and Meghan's decision to step back as senior royals, work to become financially independent, and split their time between Britain and North America. The couple, also known as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, made the announcement on Wednesday without telling the Queen or other senior royals first. Before the extraordinary session, Prince William and Harry took the equally unusual step of issuing a statement challenging the accuracy of a newspaper report that there is a severe strain on the relationship between the two brothers. Zaria Shakli, London.
And this is VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.